On Our Campus is dedicated to exposing corruption, discrimination, and misconduct in public higher education. My name is Marty Piercy. Welcome to the introductory episode of a new podcast called On Our Campus. With me is Suzette Grelot. Suzette, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Marty. Really appreciate the opportunity to start this discussion through this podcast. I think it's really important to discuss issues on our campus and our voices. And so I'm really pleased to be here. And so as far as my background goes, I've been in higher ed my whole adult life. I went kindergarten through PhD and then straight from my PhD program to an academic position. And truly, I mean, the honest truth is that higher education changed my life for sure, considering where I grew up. I'm an Oklahoman. I grew up in East Tulsa. And so, even getting out of that neighborhood and going to college was a big deal. And So I think just being on college campuses is a way of life for me. And so I'm an academic through and through. I love to teach. I love to do research. I love to serve my community. And so that's really, what I'm here to do. And I look forward to working with you on this project.
That's excellent. Well, I sure do appreciate, your willingness to speak candidly about issues surrounding higher education. I would say for me, my interest in this, I joked earlier that it's sort of the intellectual version of I'm spiritual, not religious, is that I'm an intellectual, not an academic. I didn't care for school any of the times that I went, and I went a lot of times. I think I'm so good at dropping out of college now, I can do it without even matriculating. But I am an Oklahoman, and as a resident of the state who really believes in equity and prizes that above almost all things, this kind of conversation is necessary and incredibly important to me. And so in my role as an independent journalist in Oklahoma City and in my role as an activist, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to come and participate in this conversation. And, you know, our first season, we'll be talking quite a bit about, I would say, issues of transparency, specifically surrounding administration at one of our most beloved public institutions in Oklahoma, the University of Oklahoma. And Suzette, you're a professor there. And so I know that this can be challenging for you. And I just want to thank you for your courage and your bravery to be willing to speak up about this. And so this is an introductory episode just to kind of say what we're here about. Do you have anything more that you would like to add to that?
Well, sure. And first of all, Marty, thank you for, commenting so kindly on my being here and being willing to use my voice. I mean, that really is, the only reason why I'm here and the reason why I stayed at the University of Oklahoma. And so, you know, coming to speak about issues, very problematic issues on campus. I mean, you know, the universities are amazing places and they should be the best experience anyone has, either as a student, a faculty member, or a staff member. And so when that doesn't happen, it's really tragic. But when it happens repeatedly, and in a systemic way and in such a deep way that it leads to all kinds of, you know, really horrible outcomes, not only for individuals and people like me, but many others, but also for our state. This is a public institution. And so I'm particularly concerned mm-hmm. about public higher ed and public education in general, but definitely in this case, since the theme of our season here and of our podcast is higher ed, public higher ed, that is where we should, you know, really focus our efforts on trying to expose what's wrong in an effort to clean it up and hold people accountable for what, you know, what they do that is a betrayal of the public trust and mm-hmm. is a violation of their responsibilities as right. as public officials. So I really look forward to the conversations, but you're right, it's not easy. I mean, I appreciate you commenting that I'm brave and courageous, but honestly, I can't sleep at night without knowing that I have, you know, I have a voice and that that these stories have to come out, the truth has to come out. And so that's what I'm here to do, and I'm going to continue to share the truth as a way to hold this university and these individuals accountable for their actions and to seek justice and reform. I think that is ultimately at the end of the day where I want to see us land right. is after this kind of exercise, I guess, after all of the various other ways in which we can seek justice, whether it's through the legal process or any other way, that that we actually see real reform right. and not just lip service paid to changes that, you know, are really superficial, shallow window dressing.
Absolutely.
So that's I think really critical going forward is to keep that in mind of where we actually want to go.
Excellent. Again, wild respect for you for being here and doing this. And so if you out there are listening and you want to contact us, we would encourage you to do so through our website, onourcamp.us. It's clever, right? It's like campus, but it's .us. Anyway, www.onourcamp.us. Or you can find us on Twitter or Instagram at onourcampus. And we would love to hear comments and questions. We hope that you'll join us for each episode and respond. We want you to be a part of the conversation. This isn't just Suzette and Marty having coffee and chatting. It's Suzette and Marty having a beer and chatting and hoping that you'll
join us. In the spirit of transparency.
That's right. Okay, great. Well, again, join us Sunday, September 8th. And thank you for listening. And thank you again, Suzette. And we'll be back shortly.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you for joining us for this introductory episode of On Our Campus, a podcast dedicated to exposing corruption, discrimination, and misconduct on college campuses. You've been listening to Marty Piercy and me discuss this new endeavor and outline our purpose for upcoming episodes. We'd love to hear your thoughts about this conversation or answer any questions you might have about On Our Campus. You can send us an email at connect@onourcamp.us. as well as follow and interact with us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at On Our Campus. We hope that you will join us in our efforts to eliminate systemic corruption and injustice from public institutions. For more information about this show and how you can get involved, visit us on the web at onourcamp.us. For Marty Piercy and everyone at On Our Campus, I'm Suzette Grelott.